Today with Joseph Prince.
God so loved you, he sent his son for this purpose. So God turned his back. Jesus cried, my God, so he can cry, Father, Father. And he cries, welcome home. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I have a good amen? The best things of God is not so much of do not. It is do something. All right? Fill your mouth with good things. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus was in his hometown, Nazareth, and the custom of the Jewish people every Shabbat, which is Saturday, is that when they go to the synagogue to celebrate Shabbat and to worship God, they will read the parasha of the day. The parasha is the scripture reading, the scripture portion. Doesn't matter whether you are worshiping in a synagogue in China or in Russia or in America or in the North Pole, all right? Wherever you are, every synagogue for that Shabbat will all read from the same parasha all over the world, all right? They will go to the parasha, the scripture portion, all right? The same every year. So it so happens incidentally, quote unquote, that it was Jesus' time to read the parasha. And when Jesus read it, the parasha happens to be the Messianic chapter from Isaiah 61. And this is what happened. They handed Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book or unscrolled it, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then, next verse, then he closed the book. Right after he said that, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. It's one thing for us to just share the Bible. It's another thing to say, this is going to happen. This is happening right now. Amen? So in essence, they knew that he's applying the Messianic scripture to himself by saying, this scripture is now fulfilled in your ears. So when he said that, all of them said, he's calling himself the Messiah, which he is. All right? And it caused a commotion later on. They tried to push him off the hill. You all know the story. They rejected him. All right? And but notice that Jesus closed the book right after he said he read the portion to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now let's go to the portion of scripture, the parasha that he read from Isaiah 61. All right? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, Isaiah 61 verse 1, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. You know what's the gospel to the poor, the good news to the poor? You don't have to be poor anymore. Amen? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Next. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Now, Jesus did not come to the day of vengeance. Right after he says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, he closed the book. Actually, if you kept on reading, you will say the day of vengeance of our God. But the day has not yet come. And the day is still not come. Are you listening? God's heart is not into judgment. God's heart is into blessings and favor. So what is acceptable? All right? The word acceptable there is here in the Hebrew is ratzon. And ratzon means delight, favor, acceptance. Are you listening, people? All right? Jesus is still preaching, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. The year of delight, favor, acceptance. Now, in Gospel of Luke, all right, Luke's portion, when it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, your New Testament is in Greek. So in Greek, the word there is not ratzon, which is Hebrew. The word here is dektos. Say dektos. Now, dektos in Hebrew, what does it mean? All right, it is a year by Teia's definition. This is a Teia's lexicon. Teia is an awesome Greek scholar. He's still the reputed authority for most theologians, all right? They use him as the authority. He's an amazing Greek scholar. He says this about dektos. Dektos denote the most blessed time when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. I love the profusely. Amen. Ask God for a favor. God, can you do me a favor? It's a year of free favors of God. And I like the profusely abounding part. It's going to profusely abound this coming year. All right, a few amens again. All right. Therefore, I'm going to share with you about the power of saying amen to anything, all right, that is preached, that is good for you to hear, all right? I already prepared this sermon, okay? You'll be surprised to see that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. All the promises of God in the Bible is for you. Because you are in Christ, and in Christ is all amen. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 34, come children, listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. And if you think it's an Old Testament Bible verse, let me bring you to 1 Peter chapter 3. All right? Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling. When people insult you, don't insult back. But on the contrary, bless them. Blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Next verse. For he who would love life and see good days. He's quoting Psalms 34. All right? He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. So not only God says, this coming year will be a year, a dektos year of the Lord. Amen. Profusely abounding with salvation and the free favors of God, regardless of what the world says, amen, God says it's going to be a year of profusely abounding with free favors of God. You say amen to that. You say amen? Amen. All right? God says not only your year, macro view, will be blessed, your micro days that make the year. Actually, days make the months. Months make the year. Even the micro will be blessed. You will see good days, plural. You will see good days. That doesn't mean there are no trials in this coming year. But you know what? The Bible says when bad days come, it's called singular, the evil day. Ephesians 6. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Notice when it comes to good days, it's plural. God wants you to see many good days, plural. I say in Jesus' name, you will see many good days. Amen. But God says even when the evil day comes, you'll be able to stand. Amen. Notice this evil day comes on you because that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. God wants you to be able to resist it. Now, it doesn't mean 24 hours, you know. It can mean a short season. But it'll be short because it's a day, not days. But your good days are long. Your bad days are short. Catch it now, catch it. Amen. I said your good days are long. Amen. And many. Amen. And your evil day is short. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if God does not want us to see many good days, why promise us he who will love life and who enjoy life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Refrain your tongue from evil doesn't mean don't speak vulgar words. Of course, we shouldn't be speaking vulgar words. But many people think evil means or vulgar words and bad words. No, evil can mean negative, not agreeing with God. Like John the Baptist's father, you know, doubting God. Or when your pastor is saying, this coming year is going to be a great year and all that, you say, are you sure? No, no, that's evil. It's amazing that what can happen if we don't engage our mouth in a negative way. But you know what? The best things is actually this. The best things of God is not so much of do not, do not, do not. It is do something. All right? Fill your mouth with good things. Fill your mouth with the amens of God. Fill your mouth with speaking in tongues. You feel like scolding someone on the road, just, amen. Let it go, let it go. Let off the pan of steam. Just let it go, man. Amen? And the Bible says amazing things about your tongue and the quality of your days. For example, in Deuteronomy 11, it says that if you lay up God's words, these my words in your heart. Now look at verse 19. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house. Speaking of what? God's word. when you sit in your house. Doesn't have to be chapter and verse, you know. It can be like, see what God did for daddy. Look, you know what happened just now? You enjoyed the day today? The Lord gave us a good day today. So whatever you're doing, whether you are walking, that's for ladies in the mall. When you lie down, that's for the daddies. Always do that. All right? When you rise up, whatever you're doing in a daily affair, all right? Don't have to use chapter and verse, but speak in line with God's word. Because your children don't so much listen, all right, to your instructions to them. They observe you. And when they find you talking and referring to God all the time, they'll be conscious of God's presence. They will attribute events to not just some happenstance, but they will attribute it to God, the master operator, all right? They will trust God, that God can change events. They have seen you call out miracles or even something that seems so natural but was supernatural. You call attention to it, all right? Your children will learn to see God in every circumstance. Are you listening? Amen? So that's a saying. So when you keep God's word in your mouth, verse 20, all right? Verse 20 is not applicable for us today. You don't write them like Jewish people do, a mezuzah. But look at verse 21. When you do that, when you keep God's word in your mouth, you focus on God's word, your days will be multiplied. And the days of your children. How many want your days and the days of your children multiplied? Amen. Not only multiplied days for you and your kids, but also the days will be like the last line, days of heaven upon the earth. Days of heaven upon the earth. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, bless us this coming year, Lord, with many, many, many days of heaven upon the earth. Days of heaven upon the earth. In Jesus' name. And all the people said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Now let me just bring this to a close. Praise the Lord. By the way, do you know that Jewish people, you can ask your Jewish friends about this, all right? Especially the Orthodox ones or those who are observant. There's a day where they actually don't like the day, but they still observe that day. It's called the 9th of Av. It's an evil day for the Jewish people. Let me give you one by one. And this can be verified with your Jewish friends even, all right? The Jewish history. Number one, the children of Israel, it was the day when the 12 spies saw the giants and all that. Instead of believing God's word, which Joshua did, and the people shut up, with a shout, the giants died. Or the giants, you know, the walls collapsed on them. They died. Amen. Many of them were killed also. You see how easy it was to defeat the giants? And yet they could have done that 40 years earlier. But the day the spies came out with an evil report was the 9th of Av, Jewish calendar. Okay? So they say that because of that evil day, all right, things happened on the 9th of Av. The next thing happened was that the Temple of Solomon was razed, burned to the ground by the Babylonians on the 9th of Av, the first temple. Come the slightly modern times, Hitler came on the scene, and Hitler's termination of the Jewish people happened, the beginning, extermination of the Jewish people happened on the 9th of Av, Treblinka. Isn't it amazing? You think Hitler knows all this? No, of course, he doesn't care about the Jewish customs and Jewish beliefs. Right? Happened on 9 above. So, I'm here to tell you, all right, you and I, we don't have a day. Because Jesus removed the evil day. The day the Jewish people turn to Jesus and shout, you know, Baruch Haba Hashem Adonai, blessed is he who comes. And they recognize him as a Messiah. 9 of Av shall be no more. Because Jesus, you see, you must understand one thing. You know, it is not right just to say Jesus came for the sole purpose of saving us from sin and its penalties. All right, that's not true because there are many things Jesus did for us at the cross, of which, of course, redemption, forgiveness of sins is the main clause. All right, the main thing that he came to do for us. But he also came to ransom us from the curse of the law. He came to redeem us from evil days. Amen. Let me show you this, and I will close with this. I love to close with the cross. All right, look at the cross. All right, in Matthew 27. Now from the 6th hour until the 9th hour. 6th hour Jewish reckoning of timing, okay, is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. 12 noon. 9th hour is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so 3 hours, right? So when Jesus was hanging on the cross, from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was darkness over all the land. Now, this is virtually, it is literally a miracle because, you know something? It is in the month of April, all right, where the sun shines the brightest. And by the way, noon to 3 is the brightest part of the day. But you know what happened over Jesus' head and over all the land? It became a very dark day for him. He redeemed us from this day, from the evil day. Are you listening? And then at the end of the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, what was Jesus doing? He was illustrating something for all of us to see, that God turned his back on him. Now, watch this now, all right? All the while, in the Old Testament, even Moses saw God's back parts. He was not worthy to see God's face even, all right? And God showed him his back parts. So it seems like God was always leaving, forsaking. The moment you sin, God turned his back, all right? And God faced Jesus. Jesus was God's delight, God's pleasure, God's joy. But at the cross, the transfer took place. All your sins and your lawlessness was placed on Jesus Christ, and Jesus' delight and razon was placed on you. So that God now turned his back on his son, all right? And Jesus knew for this purpose he came, to take our place. And God so loved you, he sent his son for this purpose. So God turned his back. Jesus cried, my God, so he can cry, Father, Father, and he cries, welcome home. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Dark is always, darkness is always the back parts of God, the place of the curse. His face is always portrayed in the Bible. The Lord make his face shine. Bright days for you and I. So Jesus paid for us to have good days. Amen? Watch this now. In Psalms 22, he's quoting Psalms 22 at the cross. See Psalm 22, verse 1? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? This is the cry of Jesus at the cross. Look at verse 2. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. In the night season, and I'm not silent. Notice the daytime and the night season, God is not hearing him. Now, how can Jesus at the cross say to God, I'm crying to you in the daytime and in the night as well? Now, Pastor, maybe he's reading Gethsemane. No, Gethsemane, the Bible says God heard him. Here, God is not hearing him, because he became our sin. How can he say he's praying in the daytime and also in the night? Because there was 3 hours of deep darkness. Are you listening? Do you know that Exodus 12 talks about the Passover lamb? Do you know the Passover lamb has this distinction? It shall be killed between 2 evenings. You read your Bible, it says it will be killed between 2 evenings. What is between 2 evenings? There's only one day in history where there were 2 evenings. See, the Jewish evening happened at 6 p.m. That's evening. All right, 6, 7, 8, and evening for them. The only day had 2 evenings was the day he was crucified. Because there's a first evening, then became night. Then became what? Evening again. There were 2 evenings. The Passover lamb will be killed between 2 evenings. So Jesus was the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. Are you listening? And watch this now, all right? Notice the daytime and night season. And you know why God turned his back? Next verse, even Jesus justified God. You are holy. You are enthroned in the praises of Israel. You know why God turned his back on his son? Because he was carrying our sins. So God is too holy to look at sin. You know why God can look at us and smile? Because you have the righteousness of Jesus. And God loves to see you covered with the righteousness of Jesus. Amen? Another thing I want to close with this is that the curse mentioned in Deuteronomy 28. All right? Watch this now. Verse 29. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. What a curse. The brightest time of the day, you are groping in darkness. You can't find your way like a blind man. That's why there was 3 hours of darkness. Those who know the Old Testament one will know what's happening. He was redeeming us from the curse of evil days. And the Bible says, all right, the curse is like you'll be groping at noonday like a blind man gropes in darkness. You should not be prosper in your ways. But now, because Christ has redeemed us from this curse, you will prosper in your ways. You will walk in the light. Amen. You will stay in the light. And not only that, you will prosper in your ways. Instead of being oppressed and plundered continually, you will be liberated and satisfied and provided for continually. Amen. Instead of no one shall save you, your Savior's name means He saves. Jehovah saves. Amen? He redeems us from this curse. Drop down. All right, the next one. Your life will hang in doubt. This is a curse. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night. What a horrible way. You want to spend the year 2009 fearing the whole day, have no assurance of life. In the morning, you will say, oh, I wish it was evening. Evening, you will say, I wish it was morning because of the fear which terrifies your heart. Many of you know what I'm talking about. When some evil days you go through, you wish it was nighttime during the daytime. When night comes, you wish for morning to come because you can't sleep at night, whatever it is. Those evil days, Jesus redeemed you from the curse. And this is the conclusion, last part of the curse list, by the way. The next verse is the last one. Look at the last line. Look at the last line. But no one will buy you. No one will buy you. You'll be sold as slaves, no one will buy you. This is a curse. But you know what? God sent His Son. And His Son bought us. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us. Ransomed us. That's the word buying. Us from what? The curse of the law. You are no longer under the curse. You are under the blessings of God. You are under the promises of God. Hallelujah. You'll walk more and more in the salvation and the free favors of God, and you'll walk in it profusely. Amen. Hallelujah.
Want to go deeper in your understanding of the gospel of grace? Get Joseph's latest book, Counterfeit Grace, exposing the enemy's plan to keep you in defeat, and Do Versus Done, the difference the cross has made for you, CD, DVD, album, as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry today. Find answers to difficult questions about the gospel and what it truly means to live under God's grace. Join Joseph as he unveils what grace really is and how it is the power to live above defeat and experience lasting breakthroughs.
Jesus fulfilled the law. The same finger that wrote the Ten Commandments was nailed to the cross to remove it. We are no more under law because it has been fulfilled. Today we are in a new dispensation. Christ is in you. You don't have to go to the law and find out what to do. Christ will tell you.
And for a gift of $85 or more to the ministry, you will also receive Secrets of the Tabernacle Revealed. Find provision, healing, and blessings in God's House 5 DVD box set. Experience the power to live above defeat today. Get your copy now at josephprince.org or call us toll free at 877-769-5433.
Health agencies. To discover and treat infections.
Not only are sick individuals highly susceptible to infection, they also serve as sources of disease agents.
So many of my family members ended up dying of heart disease and cancer.
Everybody, and I mean everybody, has a health problem.
What if I told you there was
there
an all-natural plant-derived oil?
There is a food trend quietly sweeping the country, changing our outlook on what we eat.
It's got to be gluten-free.
It's all over the supermarket shelves.
The most important
shelves.
Decision anyone makes every day is what they elect to put
so
in their
in the
mouth.
Nutrition classes that I
a
teach,
lot of
I take people
that
to
I was
grocery
treating.
Store.
Were caused by dietary habits.
The question I wish every single doctor would ask is, what are you eating?
And if I have a basket of pills, I have delivered that. People die from drug
side
effects.
I suffer from coronary artery disease.
I have asthma. She has epilepsy.
High cholesterol.
Cancer. I just want to be healthy.
My friend, that is exactly God's will for you. The Bible tells us that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Can you see that His heart is always to heal? In fact, He has designed a special way for you to receive His healing, health, and wholeness today. He has prepared a meal by which you can literally eat your way to life and health. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Holy Communion. I believe I receive a mandate from the Lord to write this book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health. Friend, this is no ordinary book. I wrote this book to tell you that you can experience divine health no matter your age, your medical history, or your genetic makeup. You might be asking, how is that possible, Pastor Prince? Well, I'm here to share with you that it is possible through the Holy Communion. Ever since I started preaching strongly on the communion about 20 years ago, people from all over the world have written to me to share their healing testimonies. Some have shared that they were healed of incurable diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's. There were also those healed of severe anxiety attacks, deep depression, and sleep disorders. I'm praying for you and believing with you that you will experience the Lord's healing and restoration more and more. God bless you.
Joseph Prince's brand new book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, is now available for pre-order. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org/pre-order today.
Wait to see you in America. Get ready to experience the wonderful presence of Jesus in an amazing time of worship. And be prepared to be powerfully blessed as we partake of the Holy Communion together. I also look forward to sharing a word that I believe will encourage and strengthen you in the Lord. As we gather to worship and exalt the Lord, I just know that He will cause something powerful to happen. So come join me. Get your tickets now before they sell out.
This October, join Joseph Prince in the United States for a special night of worship and ministry in these five cities: New York City, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Houston, and Los Angeles. Find out more and get your tickets now at josephprince.org/tour.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.